The U.S. Conference of Mayors has come together to take a stand against bottled water. They've passed a non-binding resolution urging cities to try to phase out government use of bottled water wherever possible. Mayor Martin J. Chavez of Albuquerque is one of the co-authors of the resolution. He joins us from his office. Mayor Chavez, thanks so much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
So what's your problem with bottled water?
Well, from a taxpayer perspective, at City Hall, the markup is between 1,000 and 10,000 times over tap water.
Now let's understand this. If some guy or woman who's an employee at City Hall on their own dime wants to buy one of these overpriced Fijian glacier water or whatever they are, they can do that and bring it in, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's their choice. But actually, what we see most employees doing is bringing their reusable bottles, and they fill them up at the tap, and they use them all day long at their desks.
Are cities, Mayor Chavez, in some kind of competition with bottled water companies at this particular point? Because I would imagine this might have driven down the consumption of water.
Certainly, the industry opposed this resolution very vigorously. Mm-hmm. The subtext, and this is what has really irritated, I think, most mayors, is that somehow bottled water is safer or healthier than tap water. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely false. The only real legitimate entrepreneurial perspective, if you will, is convenience, because there is a convenience aspect for folks that may want to go on a picnic or whatever it may be to have a bottle of water. But it is certainly not healthier, safer, and it is extraordinarily more expensive.
Mm. Let me understand this. So let's say, and I think there is a brand like this, but I couldn't be certain, that pristine water from some kind of bubbling brook in Finland, which has never been mixed with anything, is no healthier than City of Albuquerque water?
It is. It's not only not any healthier, but also if you look at the carbon footprint for producing and then transporting that water, it's environmentally disastrous. And then, of course, we know that about 80% of all plastic bottles for water end up in landfills. They don't, unfortunately, get recycled, and so you have that other end of the equation.
I seem to recall a few years ago, New York City's tap water, which is celebrated for its cleanliness, there was some company that hit upon the idea to bottle it and sell it elsewhere in the country.
And that is done with Albuquerque water as well. You know, interesting little factoid, yeah. In New York City, if everyone gave up their water bottles for 1 week, mm-hmm. they'd save 24 million bottles from being landfilled. And indeed, if you look at it from the energy perspective, 1.5 million barrels of oil are utilized annually to make the bottles that people drink the water from.
Mr. Mayor, nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Mayor Martin J. Chavez of Albuquerque. This is NPR News.